Bayfield County Aging and Disability Services Manager Carrie Linder says Ashland and Bayfield counties have twice as many dementia patients as beds. She says nursing homes and assisted living providers are reluctant to take them.
We all seem to think that right now the reimbursement rate that they have and the lack of the ability to afford the one-on-one staffing ratio has really been a hindrance for them to accept people that have the issues related to dementia.
Linder says dementia patients are sometimes sent across the state.
The most recent one was actually the Winnebago Mental Health Institute was the only place in the middle of the night on a Sunday night that was willing to accept an 85-year-old man experiencing dementia-related issues.
State Aging and Disability Resources Director Carrie Mulkey says the governor proposed budget does include money for dementia care specialists.
We also see a needed role for them to really look at these challenging situations as well and seeing how they can contribute to finding solutions locally.
Dave Verana is the nursing home policy and rate setting chief with the Department of Health Services. He says Wisconsin does offer extra money to nursing facilities that accept patients with a high number of behavioral issues, including dementia. The state spends around $960 million on Medicaid reimbursement to nursing homes and institutional care facilities each year. Around $1.1 million would fund specialists at some aging and disability resource centers. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.